you know, I'm not here to tell you pleasant things, Ed. I'm here to tell you the truth. I did support Trump in the last election. I did support Seth Grossman.
Stockton can't pay their own bills? Why are we paying for all this student stuff, too?
Well, people I would agree if I were to find out that most of the professors who are teaching at Stockton were liberal progressives.
And this guy in the governor's office, he wants all the kids on pot and crack and whatever he can get them on. He just wants the taxes. I got a niece that has businesses down at Cape May. They raised the corporate state tax on her businesses up to 10%.
Wow.
In New Jersey.
Good morning, Mr. Levinson. How are you?
Number one, we didn't give Stockton anything. It doesn't cost the taxpayer one red cent. The money
is guaranteed. Yeah, I heard it before.
Well,
I don't think you should be backing for anything. Let them pay their own.
Wait a minute. Gene, listen to Mr. Levinson as he tries to respond.
Yeah, if they fall off, then we're stuck for the money, okay? I know all about it. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not an idiot.
Well, please listen, and in any case.
All I have to do is let you continue to talk. Number one, I've never spoken to you before. You never asked me what my position was on Donald Trump. You never asked me my position on Seth Grossman. So I'm going to make it easy for you. Number one, you can't call Donald Trump and say, where's Denny Levinson? Why don't you call Seth Grossman and ask him if I support him in the last election? Instead of taking a shot, and a cheap shot, by
Nobody
the way. Nobody
supported him in the Republican Party, okay? Don't tell me, because I gave the man money. Don't tell me. I worked for him. I put out flyers. I went around. Don't tell me what I did, okay?
I didn't ask you what you
did. And I'm saying Lo Biondo and the rest of you creeps that are in the Republican Party did nothing. Nothing for him and nothing. All you did was badmouth Donald Trump. Oh, he's this, he's that. I won't give you my vote. No, I'm done.
Gene, listen. Please listen.
The rest of the Republicans are listening, too.
Gene, we're going to listen to Dennis Levinson.
Why don't you go right to the source? Seth Grossman's available. Why don't you ask him if Denny Levinson supported him with time and money? That's number one, so you're wrong on that one. Number two, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, I support Donald Trump. And
I never heard one of you come out and say anything, and we call Don Williams all the time. And my husband begged you to come out and support him and support Grossman. Not one of you did nothing. Matter of fact, the guy that runs the Republican Party said Seth has to do it on his own. He came on after I was on the phone one day and said he has to do it on his own. But when you guys run, every kind of little party you want to have, every kind of little backing you want to have, I'm telling it like it is, okay? And I hope the Republicans are listening, because that's what you do to people, certain ones that you don't like. Okay.
Let me speak now. You're a bitter woman. You don't have your facts.
I'm not bitter. I back the candidates that I think are good for the people. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's what I do normally. Okay.
I'll tell you what then.
Gene, please hold up until Mr. Levinson has an opportunity to respond.
Well, the bottom line here is I never spoke to her husband. I never spoke to her before. I'm just straightening things out. You want to vote for the socialists? You want to vote for the people that want to give this country away? You go ahead.
No, I'm not. They're not getting my vote, but you're not getting my vote either. None of you.
Guess what? I'm not asking for your vote.
All of you. Because you didn't do. You didn't do what you should have done.
I did support Trump in the last election. I did support Seth Grossman. Call Seth Grossman. Say, did he get support from Denny Levinson? I can't speak for anybody but myself. The accusation that I gave taxpayer money away to Stockton is 100% false. Atlantic City will be turned into a university town. There'll be 10,000 kids in Atlantic City before too long. Right now there's 600, and it hasn't cost the taxpayers one red cent. And for her to say I turned my back on Seth Grossman, that is absolutely it's a lie. I was there at his post-election party when he was trying to raise money to pay his bills. So she just doesn't have her facts right. And as far as Donald Trump is concerned, I support the agenda. The country is in good shape.
Mr. County Executive, we have someone else on the line.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm good.
Mr. Levinson, good morning. How are you? Mr. Levinson,
very well.
You've lent Stockton money, and it's guaranteed to be paid back. Is that accurate?
It is guaranteed to be paid back by tuition, and also there was tax credits which were sold immediately.
How does the county get funds for, regardless of the length of the loan, it's 10 years. How do they get money for 10 years to lend to a institution. Well, what do you have, a surplus of money? And if you do have a surplus of money, why isn't that given back to the property relief to the taxpayers, since that is their money?
You know, you made a very good point, and let me address it. Number one, we do have a surplus in money. We have an $18 million surplus.
Again, it makes absolutely no sense. You're not a bank. You're not a private institution. That's why banks lend these institutions money, Danny. You can, whatever you're doing right now, explain all you want. But you can't explain to me why you have a 10-year surplus that you can afford to lend to these institutions. It's the taxpayers' money. It's not your money. It's not any bureaucrat's money.